Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our latest episode of GL Manny, which is where we are doing audio fanfic for Guiding Light. This is for the Bauer Barbecue 2018. This Bauer Barbecue fanfic is designed to be more like the television show, so it's broken into episodes and scenes. And today's is the second episode, part three. It's got some nice payoff stuff because this is the second episode. So there's stuff going on with Molly Spaulding, Alan Michael's daughter, and Jason Marler, Ross and Blake's kid. And, well, I guess I should say Molly is also Lucy. And then we've got a nice little payoff thing with Manny and some follow-up on Jude. And that is about enough to get you started. So here we go, Bauer Barbecue 2018, Episode 2, Part 3. Scene 18. Molly and Jason were smiling at each other across the backyard off and on all afternoon. Seeing Danny and Ray leave the garage, Jason caught Molly's eye and gestured with his head towards the garage and then headed over to the garage himself. A minute later, Molly followed. She stepped through the door into the garage, and at first she didn't see anyone. Jason? The door partially opened again. From out of nowhere, an arm reached out and grabbed her. Molly gave a sharp intake of breath and then let out a sigh of relief. Jason, she smiled, melting into his arms for a kiss. He led her over to some garbage cans with lids on the far side of the room and sat her down. Today has been sheer torture seeing you all day and not being able to tell everyone you're mine. You know why we can't. Daddy would freak. He's still upset about that business with Tom last year. Plus, Grandma Hope moving here and still being so obsessed with Grandpa Allen. I don't want to give him another thing to be upset about. He practically freaked last year when we weren't doing anything. That would be nothing to how he's going to respond to the news we're serious. Jason reached down and kissed Molly. You worry too much. We see a shot of Blake listening outside. The door opened the rest of the way and in charged Blake. And you don't worry enough. What do you think you're doing? Alan Michael will go through the roof. Don't you remember him last year? He was getting ready to knock you out. And you both say Jason had barely touched you. He went spare about how many times until you broke up. Molly and Jason looked at Blake and then at each other. Oh, you didn't break up, did you? You started sneaking around, didn't you? Of course you did. You're my son, aren't you? I really must not have been paying you enough attention if I didn't see it. Michelle came in the door. Blake, will you keep it down? There's already too many people in here. We don't need any more. You don't understand, Michelle. These two lovebirds didn't break up after all. Wait a second. Why aren't you asking any questions? You're always full of questions. Did you know about this? And you didn't tell me. We're friends, almost stepsisters. You didn't think I needed to know about this? Calm down, Blake. Danny had followed them inside. He came up behind Michelle, and his hands naturally fell on Michelle's shoulders. Michelle and I didn't tell you because they needed a little space, so we just gave them some. What do you mean, gave them space? Blake asked suspiciously. Finally got in a lighthouse with decent security. Locks, keypads, security cameras, the works. So I gave Molly and Jason the code so they'd have a place to meet where Alan Michael wouldn't find out. Frank stuck his head in the door. Have you seen? Oh, Blake, here's where he disappeared to. Frank gave an assessing scan of the crowd. What's going on in here? He came on in. Blake responded, "Oh, nothing. I just found out that my son has been lying to me, and Michelle and Danny were helping him do it." "Surely they'd have a reason," Frank said, wondering if he was right, and thinking about the days when helping Michelle started him on the path to trouble way too many times. "Yes, we did, Frank. Now, Blake, you know that telling a couple they can't be together is about the best way to make sure they stay together. You and me against the world is pretty heady stuff. When you belong together, it's great. Don't tell me you and Ross would have gotten together so quickly if you hadn't supposed to stay away from each other. But it can push you together when you don't belong together, too. I was ready to run away and marry Jesse, and what a disaster that would have been. I'd never have found Danny." The horror she felt at that in Michelle's voice. Danny pulled her back against him more firmly and squeezed her arms likewise, thinking how awful that would have been. Blake asked, "So you just gave them a place to have sex?" "No," Danny cut in, "we didn't. Like I said, enough was enough, and the lighthouse was completely covered. Concealed cameras, the works. Monitored cameras, and I told Jason that if I caught them doing anything, then I'd show it to you." Danny smirked. "Nothing cools ardor faster than thinking your mom would see you doing it." They talked, made out a little, but they weren't sleeping together. At least not anywhere inside or outside the lighthouse. Michelle added, "Molly's my little cousin. I'm not going to put her in a bad situation, but they had to talk if they were going to figure out whether they were a you and Ross or a me and Jesse." "Well, that's reasonable, I guess," Blake replied, slightly mollified. "No, it isn't reasonable at all. You've been lying to Alan Michael. Look, you know I've had issues with him over the years. But except for that strange year when he and Dylan both broke up with their wives, came to town and acted like they were completely different, younger people. Yeah, that really was weird. All the adults shook their heads over that weirdness. Except for that year, Alan Michael has been a good husband to Lucy and a great father to Molly." Turned on him. "How about Molly, Alan Michael? It's her father, not Jason's." "I've got this, Frank. Back off. Jason, let's find some place we can talk without the audience. And Frank, it is not your place to say anything. I'm Jason's parent. I'll handle it." The others headed out, leaving the door open. Michelle turned around in Danny's arms. "Thank you. You're always there when I need you." Danny reached down and kissed Michelle. "And I always will be, whenever you need me, all my life." Michelle quoted one of their favorite movies. "Even death cannot stop true love. All it can do is delay it for a while." Danny kissed her and deepened the kiss. See note. Note. The movie quoted above is The Princess Bride. If you haven't seen it yet, do it right now. I'll wait. Scene 19. Jude had run around the house to the front door to come in so no one would see him and he could go upstairs to his room and not have to see anyone. When he came into the Bauer living room, he found Clarissa rummaging around the bar. "What I do is my business and not yours. Don't you say a word." "What are you talking about? What are you doing?" "I've had enough. I'm sick of this party. I'm sick of seeing Robbie and Sarah slobbering over each other. I'm sick of people looking at me like they feel sorry for me. I have had it with people in general. Whenever all these adults have a problem, they break out the wine. Well, I'm also trying it." Clarissa pointed at Jude. "Don't you dare try to stop me or go tell." "Can I talk now?" Clarissa blew out her breath. "Sure. Grab a second bottle. That sounds like the best plan I've heard all day. And I know the perfect place no one will find us. Come on." Clarissa grabbed the second bottle, and carrying both, she followed Jude over to the front door and out. And that's the end of today's episode of the Guiding Light fanfic. Like I said, I'm trying to get these all done for this particular fanfic by Bauer Barbecue Week. This one, I'm hearing some noise, and I may end up re-recording this episode, but hopefully we'll get it done, and you'll hear from me again soon, and we can finish up we can read the next part of Bauer Barbecue 2018.